Welcome to Sunday afternoon chamber music at Holden. Our music spans three centuries. We have some Baroque music from the 18th century, some 19th century music, Rachmaninoff, and some music from the first quarter of the 20th century. Our performers include Judy Tice, the flutist, violinist Sarah Preuss, then I guess you're both a pianist and a harpsichordist for this afternoon, Sarah Bauer, and trumpeter Tim Kieschnick, and I'm Jeff Simon, and I'll be doing keyboard work. We'll open with the sonata for flute and harpsichord by the German composer Johann Wilhelm Hertel, about which I can't tell you anything because I don't know anything about him except that he is an 18th century German composer.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Courant by Jean-Baptiste Lully. We've switched now from German Baroque to French Baroque music. Change countries and centuries. This is a transcription of a work by the 19th century Russian composer and pianist Sergei Rachmaninoff, originally written for wordless voice. This is a transcription for violin and piano of Rachmaninoff's Vocalise.
Thank you.
back to Germany, Georg Philipp Telemann. This is an andante and presto for trumpet and keyboard. One interesting story about Telemann is that when the cantor's job at St. Thomas Church in Leipzig came open at the death of Johann Kunell, many of the church council wanted to get Telemann to take that position. And in the council records, it is written that for whatever reason, they could not get Mr. Telemann. And it says in those minutes that since the best person was not available, they would have to take Johann Sebastian Bach instead. Moving into our own century, the French organist and composer Johann Alain, A-L-A-I-N, had a very promising career as a composer cut short by his death during the First World War as he fought in the French army. Judy is going to play the first and last movements of a three-movement suite for flute and organ, the Andante and the Allegro Vivace from the Trois Mouvements by Johann Alain. and ending with another work by the same composer from a collection of three works for organ. This piece needs a little bit of explanation just to the extent of reading the composer's own preface. The title of the piece is Litanies. And if you don't mind my reading the French first, those of you that understand it will appreciate it better in that language, and then I'll translate it for you. Quand l'homme chrétien ne trouve plus de mots nouveaux dans la détresse pour implorer la miséricorde de Dieu, elle répète sans cesse la même invocation avec une foi véhémente. La raison atteint son limite, seule la foi poursuit son ascension. When the Christian soul no longer finds new words in its distress to implore God's mercy, it repeats incessantly the same invocation with a vehement faith. Reason attains its limit. Only faith continues its ascension.